Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, on a Wednesday afternoon. It is always a good day when Bill O'Reilly has time to join us, and I'm happy to say this is one of those days. Bill, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure, Jeff. Thanks for having me in.
Well, let me start. I got so many things I want to talk about, but this morning, and it was so appropriate because today's my birthday, in the mail was a copy of Killing Crazy Horse. I haven't had a chance to read any of it yet, but it's available now. So tell everybody what they're going to find.
Well, Killing Crazy Horse is the ninth of the Killing series. It is the best-selling nonfiction book series of all time. 17 million copies in print, and there's a reason for that. So all of the books are easy to read, they're fun, you learn a lot, and if you love your country, you want to know as much about America as you can know. So when we started researching the book, Martin Dugard is my researcher and co-author, even though I'm a former high school history teacher, I didn't know any of this. And I went, look at this. So you will learn from 1813 to 1890 how the Indian Wars were conducted. You will see the heroes and villains, and there are those on both sides. You'll see how the presidents conducted themselves with the Native Americans, and you'll get the full picture. Now, if you read Killing England, that's the Revolutionary War, and Killing Lincoln, that's the Civil War, and Killing Crazy Horse, you will know how your country was forged. And then, of course, the modern books about World War II and things like that take you up to the present day. But I don't know about you, Jeff, but I'm so tired of the far left besmirching America, telling us we're an evil nation, have been from the jump, we're all white supremacists, white privilege. I'm really tired of it. So this book tells you the truth about the Indian Wars. And after you read it, you make up your own mind about your country.
All right. Well, look, I am anxious to read this book as I have been anxious to read all of the other Killing books. And I'm happy to say that I've read all of them. And
That's amazing. And by the way, happy birthday. My birthday's tomorrow. So the Virgo people, they have a special gift, right? I mean, that's what I'm looking at here. Jeff Katz, September 9th. O'Reilly, September 10th.
There you go. The ability to discern nonsense that is presented. Speaking of which, you, with your journalistic background, Mr. O'Reilly, you look at this Atlantic piece that Jeffrey Goldberg wrote. Can you give us your gut check reaction to that?
Yeah, we led with it last night on the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com, and I took it apart, not for ideological reasons. If you read my book, The United States of Trump, you know that Donald Trump says dopey things. He doesn't have a lot of control over himself. If he's tired or angry, he vents. And when you vent, you say things you don't mean. So it's not like this is inconceivable. But it didn't happen the way that the Atlantic magazine presented it. And I can prove it by just using journalism. Number one, the magazine is owned by the widow of Steve Jobs, Lorraine Jobs, who donated in June $600,000 to help Joe Biden. $600K. All right? She hires a guy named Jeffrey Goldberg, who has hated Trump ever since Trump became a politician. And we documented last night on BillO'Reilly.com all of the insane articles that Goldberg printed, including a cover on The Atlantic that said impeach. So we know where he's coming from. But then he has the audacity to use anonymous sources. and then couches them by saying people with firsthand knowledge of the situation. Yeah. What does that mean, Jeff? What does that mean? If it was somebody who heard Donald Trump say something, you could still protect the source by saying a person who heard Donald Trump say that.
Yes.
But no, firsthand knowledge of the situation or the conversation. Yeah. What does that mean? Mm. Did they hear it in a bar? Did somebody tell them? How did they acquire this knowledge?
Right.
Somehow Goldberg doesn't feel it's necessary to explain that.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this? When I was at Boston University taking a master's degree in journalism, if I had submitted an article, I would have gotten an F.
Right.
All right, the guy would have said, well, wait a minute. Number one, you shouldn't use anonymous sources unless you absolutely have to, like Watergate.
Yeah.
All right, but if you do use them, you have to put them in context. Right. Are these people who hate Trump? Were they fired by Trump? Did they hear the conversation? And the answer to those is that we don't know.
Yeah.
Because Goldberg was too lazy or too dishonest, and I suspect it's both,
mm-hmm.
to even define who his anonymous sources were. And then you have Jennifer Griffin, very fine reporter mm-hmm. at Fox News, very, very good human being. Helped me with veterans, and I can't say enough good things about Jennifer. Well, Jennifer said, well, I've confirmed part of the article with my anonymous sources.
Mm.
And I said, well, what does that mean? Are your anonymous sources and Goldberg's anonymous sources the same?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know who Goldberg's anonymous sources were, Jennifer, because you're anonymous. Maybe it's the same. Maybe you're confirming stuff from the same people.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
So you take this all apart. And you put it in the context of, we hate Trump and we're going to print and say anything to hurt him.
Yep.
And anybody who took that article seriously is an idiot.
Yeah. Did it say anything to you that John Bolton, who, let's be honest, is not top of the White House Christmas card list anymore, he came out and said, yeah, this is just bull crap.
Well, Bolton was there. So was Sarah Sanders, Huckabee Sanders. And they both said it didn't happen, and they were in the room and, you know, all of that. I don't doubt that Trump did not want to go to that cemetery. It was a 40-mile ride in a storm.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to do that, all right? So I don't doubt that. Did he didn't want to go because he was getting hair messed up? Come on. It's just absurd. Yeah. But anyway, the reason Bolton said that was he wanted to draw more attention to his book, and he wanted mm-hmm. people who hate him, Trump supporters who hate him, say, well, maybe he's not that bad. He's telling the truth now.
Yeah.
That's why he said it. But I do believe Bolton isn't misleading anyone here.
Yes.
I don't think he should have written his book.
Right.
He sold out for money. I didn't read the book.
Mm-hmm.
I know Bolton.
Yeah.
I know why Trump didn't like him and vice versa. Bolton was very hawkish,
mm-hmm.
wanted a much more aggressive foreign policy, and Trump doesn't want to do that. In fact, when Bolton was hired, I said to Trump, why did you do this? Well, he's a really smart guy. I said, yeah, but he and you are not compatible. And that's how it turned out.
I want to remind everybody about the website, of course, BillO'Reilly.com, BillO'Reilly.com, an amazing source of material and information, the No Spin Zone, each and every evening, of course, your commentaries air a number of times throughout the day on News Radio WRVA. Bill, we're talking about some of the folks who hate Trump. Can we turn our attention to CNN? I thought that Mr. Zucker was a dyed-in-the-wool hate Trumper, and today we get this little piece of audio that was almost like a first date. My God, I love you. I want to give you a TV show. All is right with the world. What's going on here?
Well, I don't know where this audio is coming from. I assume this is the tape that was confiscated by Cohen,
mm-hmm.
from Cohen, by the New York authorities.
Right.
I guess that's where these leaks are coming from. Zucker is a guy who had a close relationship with Trump because he was involved with The Apprentice when he worked as an executive for NBC, not NBC News, NBC Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew each other for a while, and, you know, I don't think we were pals, but they certainly weren't enemies. Zucker is essentially an intellectually dishonest person. All he wants is power. he put his finger up to the wind 4 years ago. You know, Trump might win here, so I don't really want to alienate him now. Maybe we can co-opt him to do a show on CNN and get ratings and make money. That's what that was all about. Subsequently, he wins. CNN's ratings are horrible. He's under pressure to raise them. And basically, he turned into a Trump hater because that's what the audience, they were available to him. If you hate Trump, you watch CNN. That's what their logo should be. Watch CNN if you hate Trump. Because that's all it is. Yeah. And after the election, all the cable news outfits and the network news were all declined drastically. You wait and see. You heard it here on the Jeff Katz program.
I appreciate that, Bill. Tell me a little bit about the Joe Biden photo. There is a photo of Mr. Biden many, many years ago holding one of his children, and that little child is wearing a Washington Redskins cap. And by the time it shows up on CNN, the Redskins image has been scrubbed.
Photoshopped.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, I don't care. Look, if there's anybody in the country that doesn't know what CNN is at this point, and the same goes for Fox News, and the same goes for MSNBC, and the Today Show, and Good Morning America, and all of them. If you don't know, then you either don't want to know or you're stupid. That's it. So for me to continue to tell you they're corrupt, I'm more interested in AT&T and Comcast, the parent companies who own these operations. You're going to see, by the way, NFL starts tomorrow. You're going to see a huge economic hit on that league. And these players who, you know, had taken the knee and all that, my phrase on BillO'Reilly.com today was, put your knee where your mouth is because you're going to lose money. And merchandising is going to go down, my estimation, between 50 and 70%. Wow. TV ratings will decline dramatically. Yep. People still watch some games, but not as many as they did. Yeah. And people don't like politics injected into professional sports. Most Americans do not like that. So the league is basically harming itself. These players making millions and millions of dollars. Hey, enjoy it now. You're going to see your salaries cut big time in the next year or two.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, actually, because I am done with the NBA. Absolutely, completely.
Yeah, I haven't
totally
watched
done.
A frame of it.
Yep.
And I'll tell you why I haven't watched it. It's not that I object to the phrase Black Lives Matter. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What I object to is the dishonesty of this whole thing. The Black Lives Matter Global Foundation, which is behind the movement, is a Marxist organization, a communist organization. They admit it.
Yes.
It's not like debatable. The three women who run it say, yeah, we're Marxists.
Yep.
Give us more money.
Yep.
So what exactly are we kneeling for, Jeff? I'm not exactly sure. Am I kneeling for George Floyd? Am I kneeling for that? I don't know what I'm kneeling for. And I don't kneel anyway unless I'm in church.
Right.
So we've started the Stand Up For Your Country campaign on BillO'Reilly.com. We're proud of our country. I mean, writing Killing Crazy Horse was hard because sometimes our presidents and our military were awful in those Indian wars.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. But other times they were noble.
Yep.
And so that's what every country is.
Yeah.
Some of it's good, some of it's bad.
Right.
But in totality, the United States has freed more people than any other country on earth and provides more opportunity for more people today than any other country on earth. And that is the truth.
Absolutely. Well, that is exactly what we would expect from Bill O'Reilly. I would remind everybody, BillO'Reilly.com is the place to go. Get a copy of Killing Crazy Horse ASAP. And if you don't have it already, The United States of Trump, I think, is just a great read, continues to be a great read. And if there is one person left in America who's not quite sure which way they're going to go come November, have them read The United States of Trump. It gives a little insight into some of the behavior, the mindset behind the tweets and some of these other things that people go, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. When you see it all in context, I think it just helps people understand that. Bill, let me be the first to wish you a happy birthday tomorrow, my fellow Virgo.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And when you finish Killing Crazy Horse, because you have read the other eight, let me know, and I'd like to come back on and discuss it with you.
Sounds great to me. Thank you, my friend.
Jeff. See you.
Thanks to you. That is Bill O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. 348 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.